Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So, President Trump firing back at the head of the FCC, the Federal Commission Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel, attacked Trump in a statement Thursday after he called for the FCC, which Trump did not, she says, to strip CBS of its broadcast license for interviewing Vice President Kamala Harris. Her argument is that Trump is this threat to free speech. Trump is the threat to free speech. And if reelected, what he will do is take away the First Amendment and free speech. Now, let's take a look at what we know, how recently these various tech companies have been engaged in this, including Hillary Clinton. We played this talking lately about social. They use this guise of social media and the difficulties with social media. And there are difficulties, no doubt. They have another aspect. They just saw this morning. They're using what happened during COVID again. Yes, they're using New York Post, the left using bogus COVID-19 research to censor their opponents. In other words, they're saying, look at what these people did from COVID-19. They can't be trusted. They have to be censored. We need more censorship here. So it's not over from COVID. You know, we've never come to a conclusion, a reckoning on what happened there. And if I had to say what happened with COVID-19 is some people made decisions. Some of them, I think, were good decisions. Some of them I wouldn't have made. But they were Americans that should be allowed to make that decision around the vaccine, around various treatments. And in some instances, people like Dr. Fauci and others were clearly wrong. Any number of so-called experts seemed to be compromised in the information they were giving. And the takeaway is, if something like that happens again, people ought to be able to make their own decision on these. Their takeaway is no, you shouldn't be able to do that. And we're going to shut down anybody or anything that is allowing any of that. So 855-839-1210, you get on board. But clearly the ones that have acted on this are Democrats in one way or another, be it a freedom of religion. I mean, I'm still waiting to know. Who were those people in the Richmond office of the FBI? We keep on going back to this, and they say, why do you go back to this? We go back to this because they refused to answer. Remember who showed up there because they went to a traditional Latin Catholic mass because they were looking for people that they thought were domestic terrorists. Remember writing down phone numbers, writing down license plates, looking at people, just Catholics going to a mass that were traditional. So the argument is clear. It's easy enough to show who is it that really is trying to influence freedom of speech here. So Trump back and forth. I just wouldn't kid around about it. I know he does it at rallies. Our gripe with CBS today, we led off the show telling you they had an interview with this Coates guy who's written a book that is very anti-Israel. But in addition to that, they got a memo, apparently. People at CBS News do not say Jerusalem is in Israel. Then where is Jerusalem? Well, it's in both Palestine. There is no Palestine. Palestine doesn't exist. What country is it in? It's in Israel. Imagine never being able to say Jerusalem, Israel. That's what they were told to do, CBS News. It's idiotic and disgraceful. That's suppression of freedom of speech. All right, Nick Sorter is a heck of an independent journalist on the ground in North Carolina. First came to our attention with East Palestine when he was there, second to none. We'll tell you where to find him on Twitter. Hey, Nick, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. Where are you today, Nick?
Yeah, so, thank you for having me. And, you know, I'll give you a little update on what's going on the ground in Western North Carolina. We're still working out in the region all around, not just Asheville, but all the forgotten towns outside of there. Ones that, you know, honestly, you probably wouldn't know exist if it wasn't for people like, you know, you and myself and then other private individuals on the ground, because, you know, the media has no real interest in talking about any of those small towns. In the beginning, you know, it was only talking about Asheville, which is, you know, a liberal safe haven in Western North Carolina. They're the ones that are getting all the attention from the regime, of course. And, you know, there are still towns to this day that are having, you know, connectivity issues where you can't drive in there and you also can't land a helicopter in there. So they're trying to do airdrops. Private individuals are trying to do airdrops. You know, as you've seen, pretty much everything the government ends up trying to touch turns to crap. I don't know if you saw the videos. There were two videos in one day of there was one of a Blackhawk and another of a Chinook that basically did a low-flying pass over a distribution center, a private distribution center, you know, for supplies and such. And it ended up causing, you know, $100,000 worth of damage from the rotor wash. And you're like, how does that happen twice in one day?
Nick, let me interject. Yes, and they've admitted, the North Carolina National Guard admitted they did that. And they haven't offered any reason. Why would you disrupt people that are actually effective?
Right. And twice in one day. That's the part I don't understand. It's like, is it a coincidence? How come you're not seeing private individuals? You know, there are more private helicopters out there than government helicopters. And you haven't seen anything like that the entire time. Not once.
So, Nick, are you still out there with Starlink, too, given that, thank God for Elon Musk on this?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm proud to say that most towns at this point, 90% of towns and municipalities in Western North Carolina are reconnected via Starlink, whether that be, so all the fire stations have been reconnected. Besides a very small amount that, you know, we just physically can't get to, and community centers, we're trying to get as many online at community centers as well. But a lot of these towns, most of these towns have been brought back on the grid via at least one or two Starlinks throughout their town. And you know, that's a feat that the federal government could have done had they, you know, number one, cared enough, and number two, not have tried to play politics with the entire situation. It took so long to get some of these places back online, being that we are just private individuals, we are not the government, that I've heard from multiple officials in different counties, because I wanted to corroborate it with different counties as well, where they're seeing an increase, a stark increase in suicides out there, because people that have lost everything, that have been totally disconnected, they haven't had any food, haven't had any water, and they've just been abandoned totally by the people that we pay taxes to you know, supposedly keep us safe. And that's a really sad development that hit me, you know, when I learned that yesterday. That hit me particularly hard, probably harder than any disaster that I've covered before,
Nick,
because didn't have to happen.
You are the master of disaster. I mean, it is stunning to me, the stuff that you're engaged in. So where do we follow you on Twitter, your show on Twitter, et cetera? Where do we go to see what Nick Sorter SORTOR is up to.
Yep, so X.com is the place. I can give an uncensored, unfiltered view without being suspended by TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. So X.com/NickSorter, NickSortor.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks very much. We'll catch up with you soon. Thank you. Stay safe out there. All right, our guy, East Palestine to now to North Carolina. Coming to your calls, just a couple of quick things, though, so I don't forget. Trump on True Social went after Howard Stern, calling him a beta male, of course. I don't know if Stern worked today. I mean, after that grueling interview, he'll probably have to take off until Christmas at least.
I feel like Stern would willingly admit that he is indeed a beta male.
There you go. So that's his defense. He's a beta male. All right. A death. And I wanted to see, this is back to WWDB days, but these two guys did something that has consequence now. And that is Bartlett and Steele. These are the guys that revealed jobs leaving America, globalization, tank towns. Remember this, Bartlett and Steele. Every time, and then when I came over here to talk Radio 1210, anytime we would discuss it, their name came up, long pieces, books on this. Bartlett died yesterday. And they were kind of like John the Baptist, even though I think they were more liberal. They were presaging who? Donald Trump. When Trump ran in 2016, this was the issue. Republicans at that point were more free trade. You just heard Stephen Moore, and he's a free trader. He admits it. You know, these tariffs go down hard with him. But Trump uses tariffs, the threat of tariffs, to discipline companies as opposed to actually a massive tariff system that we have out there to threaten to punish them, to get them to, quote, do the right thing. He's a populist. That's much different than where the Republican Party has been. And many times he zigs and zags to meet the moment. And that's why he's got a lot of people that have given up hope in the political system to buy into and get out there to vote. Just a question, talking to Robert of Ben Salem today, mentioning all the Trump yard signs. So wherever you are, give me a sense of what you're seeing. We know the cookie sales. God knows when it's over, it's probably going to be like 30 to 40,000 to about 2,000 over there at Lochel's. The rallies and all that. But all that has to be connected. If it's not connected to people coming out and vote or voting by mail-in ballot or early voting, then in the end, the metric won't count for much. But you got to say over these now, what, 9 years and count? No, more than, 9 years and counting when he came down the escalator. There's never been a candidacy like this. The cookies are an example, these merchandising stores. It's more than just the policies. It's an adventure. It's a connection. It's something that people don't want to end. They feel part of something, not just a political movement. But it only continues if they vote. It's stunning to me to see people not, is it just they're lazy? Is it they don't get it? All the yard signs in the world, all that stuff is not going to matter unless we see people actually in those numbers vote. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that I need you to do is just push #1210 and you're on board. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
All right, I'm not sure of the prize today. Somebody tell me the prize here.
Henry, while I figure 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead, Henry. What do we have today? Is it the comedian Reagan over
you'll
at the...
Yeah, you will win a pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia, PA. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Brian Regan tickets. Woo!
All right, so here we go. Dan?
Yeah, so Dom, today we're doing a great side question of what's something that was great or perfect and then it had an addition that made it even better and you didn't think it was possible. I'm going to take you back to the 60s, Dom, where a band was okay. They weren't perfect. They were mids, but they were putting out some decent, you know, radio-played songs. They had a nice record deal. Were doing some touring. But then in the mid-70s, made a huge, actually two huge additions, and they skyrocketed into becoming one of the best bands of all time. But, Dom, I'm going to play a reverse cover song because this song, very well done by Carlos Santana, and that's how it's known. It was originally done by another band, and we want to know the name of that band. This is them before they made those big additions that turned them into one of the best bands of all time. We want to know the name of the band that originally did this song, Dom. This is them doing it. Take a listen.
I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me.
It's okay. Right?
Not bad. No, not bad. Not up to, but of course, but not bad. Not sacrilegious or anything. Hit us with that. Who is that band? Who's covering it?
Oh, that's the original.
Oh, that's the original.
The original. Reverse cover song. Original. Okay. That's really not well known that the band did this.
Okay.
But this band really well known when they made a huge addition, Dom.
Okay. Hit us with that, and you are going off to see comedian Brian Regan. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you need to do is just push pound 1210.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. So let's hear the clue today and let's see if we can get a quick winner.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman.
Reverse cover song, Dom, looking for the original artists of this song, later covered by Santana, who was a good band but made an addition and became one of the best of all time.
Let's go to Gene in Cherry Hill. All right, Gene, what's your answer?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. That would be Fleetwood Mac.
All right. Great. Dan's right. One of the greatest bands of all time. Even Bill Clinton riding that one. Gene, you're a winner. Enjoy the comedian over at the Miller Theater. Okay. A couple of things. So ABC News with the French woman today in the White House. Now the question, Henry, you might pick this up because I might play it. It's just so... No, it's with Mayorkas. It's on Grabian. It's on the top line. Is Russia trying to amplify hurricane misinformation? Mike, just think about what you have to squeeze into this. So she's making a judgment that mostly what we've been saying about this. Look, there have been wild. Marjorie Taylor Greene does us no favors talking about the government and the weather and all. Stop it. And how they're doing it, even with lasers. Overkill. But we just heard Nick Sorter out there on the ground, what they haven't done, and that helicopter disrupting operations. That's true. This is going on. They've been ineffectual. They did give money to illegal immigration in all these cities. All right, so here is Mayorkas. Think of the narrative coming from ABC News asking him today, are the Russians amplifying? So they're claiming that in general, these narratives, not an occasional one, they are misinformation. Are the Russians behind this in some way?
Do you have any information to suggest that any foreign governments have tried to take advantage and amplify this misinformation about the response and recovery effort?
I have not been alerted to that phenomenon. We, of course, have seen foreign nations disseminate false information for other purposes. I have not seen it in the context of Hurricane Helene or the Hurricane Milton, which just transpired. But, of course, we are quite vigilant in monitoring that.
My God. See, this is how they have set the narrative here, that this is mostly misinformation. So that gives them a chance to not only condemn those who are condemning what's going on here with Biden-Harris, particularly Harris during this, but also to bring the Russians into this. Are the Russians helping to stir this up? Not those people suffering in North Carolina. Not them. Now, again, we don't have to endorse everybody that said everything, right? We can go through a list. But overall, some points stick out that we are spending too much, a dime would be too much, on illegal immigration in the cities. Ukraine, they want to spend more on Lebanon, around the world, and that same tenacity. What we ought to focus on is this. An election's only a month away, and change in there, when all this is happening. Wouldn't you think, just in a political sense, Harris would say, I'm dropping everything, reschedule it, she can go back and raise money. I'm going right there at this point. And that Biden would summon up something to help her by doing that. They couldn't even do that. Even with the political part of this and bringing a big check and not making a statement like 750. Yeah, we know that's only money now. How are they getting it, though, et cetera? In other words, problem solving there. Lighting a fire under FEMA as best you can, which is difficult, and winning the day politically in a swing state, in two swing states. They couldn't even do that. And what do we come up with? I don't know how many days into these two hurricanes we are at this point. The media is saying, you know, all this misinformation. This woman asking this, I'd love to have a back and forth. I'd like to ask her, hey, is Jerusalem in Israel? Well, that's misinformation. Anything they don't like, anything that we challenge that they say is settled, it's misinformation, disinformation. You're either a dope or you're with the Russians. 855-839-1210. Why are we never asked about the Chinese, the Iranians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? My God, Mayorkas, well, I don't know of any yet, but we're going to be vigilant about that. If we see Russians prowling around Raleigh, North Carolina, you know, we're watching the vodka consumption there. Remember that whole thing with Lititz, the Russians being spotted in Lititz because of Trump and Deutsche Bank? That deal, we played that. We saw, there were a number of Russian names there in Lititz, Pennsylvania. It's endless. But listen to what she says again. She's come to the conclusion that a lot of this stuff about the rescue effort is misinformation. Here's ABC.
Do you have any information to suggest that any foreign governments have tried to take advantage and amplify this misinformation about the response and recovery effort?
With all that's going on, why would that a question occur? You don't get too many questions to ask the Mayorkas or anybody else there. Why would that be on the mind of ABC News? Why is that the question that she has to ask there? Let's go to Liz in Quakertown. And Liz, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Liz, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom.
Hi, Liz.
I'm just, I am, even though I'm from Quakertown, I was just in Doylestown, and you were chatting before about the Trump signs.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing.
In Doylestown?
Almost
yeah?
Every corner.
That is amazing, because Doylestown is not Trump country, you know, in large measure.
It used to be, and then it went blue.
Right.
And now it's definitely not purple.
Wow, that's good news. I'm sure in Quakertown. Now, Quakertown, I think of Trump country.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Quakertown is, and also, Lower Bucks. Very, very much.
Oh, yeah.
Trump country.
Without a doubt. Thank you, Liz. Thanks for that report. I wonder down in South Philly where that real Trump country is. Here's Joe Biden now calling out Trump. We're lying about the 700. Look, Kamala Harris is the one that said the 750. There was no mechanism. She just blurts it out on how you're getting that 750, how to get it. And now they're saying that was just that's the first tranche of aid that you'll get for incidental items. But it takes forever. And what's the mechanism to do it? Here's what Biden said about Trump, though, and the $750.
What we're providing now to make sure people have the emergency relief they need, the dollars just to be able to get a prescription filled, to get a baby formula done. All the things, that $750 that you're talking about, but Mr. Trump and all those other people know it's a lie to suggest that's all they're going to get. That's bizarre. It's bizarre. They got to stop this. They're being so damn un-American with the way they're talking about this stuff.
All right. So there we go. Un-American again. Now, what's un-American is the impulse to be more concerned about situations in Haiti, Ukraine, Lebanon, illegal immigrants in our big cities. You mean to say all those billions of dollars being spent by local, state, and federal governments, they're not being taken away from somewhere else with all the millions upon millions of people that have stormed across the border? Of course they are. CBS now, Fox News reporting, aired two different responses to the same question on 60 Minutes from the VP. So which one is it? Which one is the real response? More galling to me, CBS in August, according to today's story, telling their people, their morning show, their reporters, etc., do not dare say Jerusalem, Israel. It is Jerusalem, Israel. There is no doubt. Well, that infuriates the Palestinians. Everything infuriates them. And there's no Palestine, so it wouldn't be another country. This in the wake of going after that one of their morning show hosts on the CBS morning show, just pushing back on this guy who's clearly anti-Israel, if not anti-Semitic, that was on to promote his book that's always about race, but this time also bringing Israel into it. And that guy has had now to go through all kinds of internal therapy because people were angry over that. All right, 855-839-1210. Still, the question of the week, people ask all the time, why do we play The View? Some of it's comic relief. But Harris got more damage this week, not the 60 Minutes interview or the Stern interview. Stern got cringeworthy in that. When she was asked on The View, well, how are you different than Biden? So one of her top spokespeople, a guy who's usually a little bit better on his feet, Moon Landrieu from New Orleans, he was asked that today, and he said, well, she's different than Biden because she's a woman, and she's a woman of color. Buddy, that's not what we're asking. We're asking, what policies, what would you do differently if you're president? She doesn't want to answer. She can't answer. So she says something that's even worse. Nothing. I can't think of a single thing that I would do. Okay, here's a little bit more, Dan. This is Biden being asked about how much time does Congress have to act until FEMA runs out of money?
And on FEMA funding, how much time does Congress have to act before FEMA or the SBA run out of money?
That's in discussion now. I don't want to give you a mislead you. I think in terms of the SBA, it's pretty right at the edge right now. And I think the Congress should be coming back and moving on emergency needs immediately. And they're going to have to come back after the election as well, because this is going to be a long haul for total rebuilding. It's going to take several billion dollars. It's not going to be a matter of just a little bit.
So he's kind of acknowledging they are running out of money.
Sounds like a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, I think Congress ought to be back there. I realize Republicans and Democrats are running races. No, they ought to be brought back there right now to vote on this, to put the money in there. Like now, today, 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Yeah, well, we got that. Then you're out. You don't get to vote then. Call them back in, whoever shows up and vote. Give them the money to get the money out there to these people in North Carolina. All right, phone lines are 855.
Get them out of here.
855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push #1210. Coming up, we'll get to the side question a little bit more. And also, I told you about this walkout scheduled in New York, nationwide, not just New York, statewide, October 21st, ordered by the Coalition to Protect Kids, strong backing from the Catholic Church. I don't know if Dolan's backing that. And the New York Republican and Conservative parties. It's about transgendered males, or males, I'll say it that way, biological males in female sports. How about in this area? Why New York? Why not here? All right, we'll get to that. Hey, get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Build a quick same-game parlay for the Thursday night game, 49ers at Seahawks. I would take Purdy over receiving yards, Metcalf under receiving yards, and Kenneth Walker anytime touchdown. That's just one. There's a lot of things you can play with here and just bet straight up on the game. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, FanDuel.com/Dom, to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL, yet to be 21-plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wind is bull. I'll tell you, it's horrible.
All right, time to your Danner show. Now, I just saw this, and I'm sure we're going to have somebody on tomorrow. I'm going to ask Al Schmidt about this, and I know I see his reaction in the Inquirer. We got the big guy, the guy making decisions, setting up the election county by county, working with them. 1 o'clock tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. Send me your questions. Six GOP congressmen sue to have the Pennsylvania military and overseas ballots segregated or set aside in November's election. They're Republicans arguing that the ballots from overseas voters are susceptible to fraud because those voters are not subject to ID requirements applied to U.S.-based absentee voters. Now, I remember back, and I got to go back to the specific election where at the Bellevue Stratford, a brawl broke out and a protest of both sides around counting the ballots. I think it was 2000 election of the military, okay? And I'm very sensitive, you are too, to military ballots of all people serving in war zones or potential war zones around the world being counted. But I take their point here. They requested this pending more stringent verification of voters' identities and more detailed guidance from state election officials to ensure that verification takes place. Now, this is indicative of Republicans going all out on this. You can say, well, come on now, Dom, the military here. But their point is, how vulnerable is this to frauds? I'm going to put this on the docket of what I asked Al Schmidt about tomorrow. So you're going to get at 1 o'clock an inside view of exactly how he's thinking, what's going to go on here in this election cycle. You know, and it gives me a lot of trepidation to be thinking about setting aside military ballots particularly, but that doesn't mean we're not going to count them. It means that there would have to be a process here. It also tells you Republicans are not asleep at the switch this time. It also tells you how close they think it's going to be, and I think it's going to be. I mean, could it come down to under 20,000 votes and go on for 2 or 3 days? I would put that at 50-50 or better. That's exactly what's going to happen. We also have President Obama kicking off the Harris campaign tour in Pennsylvania. Here we go. All right, so we'll get somebody on. Henry, if you want to mark that up and ask me about it afterward, you can take a look at it, the Inquirer, and we'll see who's the most likely to come on tomorrow and talk about this. But we got the guy, Al Schmidt, tomorrow at 1 o'clock to talk about all these issues. This just adds to it. The number one issue is him putting out there it's going to take 2 or 3 days or more. In some public statements, I'll let him say exactly what he wants, unfiltered. We're not CBS. You know, we're not editing anything here. You'll hear him live tomorrow answering these things. So you got to send me more questions about this. And it's not a gotcha. It's just I want to bring you the guy actually involved in this. So when we get to that, you have a sense of how well this is playing out. Let me go to Bill in Bucks County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Hi there, Dom. Greetings again from Bucks County. And I want to tell you, if you go on Street Road, Route 132, through Upper Southampton, Warrington, Warminster, you will see many, many, many 3 by 6 foot Trump van signs prominently displayed throughout
the
county.
Well, that's all good. My only caution is we saw a lot of this in 2020, Bill. It's who shows up to vote, because we've never seen anybody conduct rallies like this, and the merchandise stores and just the Trump boat parades. Remember the car caravan in 2020 across the entire Bucks County?
Yeah, and they did it again about a week or two ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And they went stopped in the Chamonix Mall. And they had the Trump train band out there playing music.
It's hard to believe, yeah.
You can't make this up.
Nope.
Anyway, I had a question for you to ask Al Schmidt.
Okay.
And the question would be, would you be open to suggesting to Governor Shapiro that he create a bipartisan advisory committee to further improve many parts of Act 77?
Yeah, and he might say, well, that's a question for the legislature, but I take your point. There are infrastructure sorts of things, executive decisions that he and the governor's office are making, Bill, to actually implement Act 77. They have judgment calls that they make.
Well, I think that he needs to, I think they need to take a second look at what the legislature did, because they did it so quickly, they did it in a hurry, and it was done wrong. To my observation, I believe that those mail-in ballots should have went to the precincts for counting, not back to the Board of Elections.
Okay, got your point. I'll ask about that tomorrow. Precincts, Board of Elections to count, and the difference in that. But the main thing, this breaking story here, look, military ballots should be sacrosanct. The only issue is, it is true, are they open more to fraud than the other ballots that we're seeing out there? I think you'll reject that, but you'll hear it tomorrow. All right, let me go to the great Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Rush Limbaugh revolutionized talk radio, and then talk radio took a quantum leap and became highly more enjoyable and listenable with the appearance of the Dom Giordano Show.
Wow. Oh, boy, that's, Joe, thank you for that, but that's a tough hill to get up there, Dan. I mean, that Joe, that's very nice of you, though. And I might add, nobody has a caller like Joe of Exton. I've done this for 37 years. I would go national. There's nobody like you, Joe. So good-hearted, so elevated. It's nothing like it.
I would argue that the Dom Giordano program was perfect until the addition of Joe of Exton.
There you go. That's exactly right. To you actually making an appearance at a big event. That was world-class.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, very much. Very nice of you to say. All right. Let's,
man of many words.
He's unbelievable. There's no caller like that. I mean, over the years, I've had some that were just knockdown, drag out battles, or they were very. We had Phone Booth Lil. She was in a phone booth in the Poconos calling it.
Ooh, I like that.
That would have been a world.
That's
Walter
a great
Sterling.
One.
Walter Sterling has some really interesting characters that were callers. Germantown Joe and I had a lot of friendly back and forth, you know, argument that were.
Was there something related to a trumpet or something as well?
A trumpet.
Wasn't it the guy that was stalking you? Or?
Oh, the bugle boy. He never called. He just was stalking.
Oh, he's just a stalker. Okay.
He's the guy that the dignitary squad of the Philadelphia police went and said, come on, you're going to have to let Dom alone, the family involved. We're just giving you a warning. If we come back, there's going to be trouble. And he said, but I have to listen. And I felt bad for the guy. That's not right.
Is that an addiction at that point?
Yes, it was. Yeah. And apparently it was, I said some neighborhoods didn't have up as many flags post 9/11 during the day, during 9/11, putting up the American flag. That set them off for years. True story. So it is amazing, the cars out there, the characters that are out there.
Can we
there.
Revisit my favorite Joe moment of all time?
Yes.
Where do all my hippies meet? South Street, South Street.
I'm surprised
where
he did that.
Dancing is elite. South Street, what? South Street.
I love it.
What a character. You couldn't make him up. It couldn't be an actor. We couldn't have anybody to play that role. I don't know who it would be.
Keep on rocking, because you only rock once.
All right. Lightning Round is next. Hit us at 855-839-1210. I'm really happy to bring you Al Schmidt tomorrow. Again, don't tell me afterward, I should have asked this. And I can't read your mind with some of this. I wrote down bills. Hit me with a few of them. The big one is, why in the world is it guesstimated it's going to take this long? I know you can't open the envelopes and all that stuff to 7 a.m., but come on. The country waiting for the decision from Pennsylvania, really from Philadelphia, for 3 days after the election to determine who the president is. Can you imagine? All right, lightning round next.
Social's yes. buzzing right now after that Joe call.
Yes.
I say, Joe, laying it on, usually very complimentary of Joe. Joe laying it on thick. Oh, Joe, that's a reach from Jimmy Matthews saying that's a reach. Sue's loves Jeffy. Another one. Joe, sucking up. Well done. Look at that. Yeah. That was a very kind call from Joe.
Oh, it was. It was. Nice. Yes, yeah. I take that. I mean, it's like being compared to Babe Ruth.
Because I'm a nice person. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's not the greatest hitter of all time. That would be Ted Williams. And he's not the greatest baseball player of all time. That would be Willie Mays.
Who loves you, baby?
Those are the easiest ones. But, Joe, it's a tough field, Dan. When we get to caller of the year after the election, Earl, Joe, Scott of Mount Laurel, Robert of Ben Salem. There's a dozen others that are right in at Bruce of the Northeast.
We can even like list their stats now.
Yes. We're going to have to come up with a card of what their signature line is, where they're from. How they stumbled upon the show, what they started with, what's their signature phrase. I think each one of them has something like that. I love it. That's what talk radio is all about. It's not just the politics. Yes, we're the vehicle for that. It's the clubhouse. It's the bond. It's the fun.
And that's what's being proven now. YouTube.com/@12thandWPHG. Please go like and subscribe. A great community that's built over there, too. And
exactly.
they're now saying, you know, Joe, we love you. We love you. It's all in good fun. You know, it's... It's that ribbing that I love from the community as well.
Come on now. Keep the praise coming here. All right. Shucks. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in here in the lightning round.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. And Dom's lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2024 C40 for only $329 per month on a 36-month lease. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers.
Keep on trucking.
That's right, because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Let's go to Tom in Marlton. All right, Tom, something that was made even better. What is it?
Hey, Dom and Dan. Hope you're having a good day.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. Us again. I love it.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. It's good to hear you guys again anyway, so it's nice. Well, you remember when we used to have yellow corn on the cob with a little butter, a little salt? It was good. But then when you tried the white corn, the sugar corn, sugar queen, I think it is, or anyway, the white, a little butter, a little salt, that was the white is the best.
Mm. I would agree there. The 100%. White corn is better. Yes, the other's good, but this is a step up. The Earl of Tacony, what's yours today, Earl?
Hey, Dom, Dan. Dan needs to drop me a line. We need to talk about the election special. And real quick, I'll get to my answer. That would be the internet, where you had it on your desktop and you could sit at your desk and you could look up all sorts of information. And what made it even better is when they shrank it down and put it on a phone, and now it's in your pocket and you can carry the internet with you everywhere you go.
Thank you. And soon there'll be a chip where you won't have to carry your phone. It'll
you
be right
with
there.
That? Oh, yes. 100% disagree.
They're working on the
Whoa.
Chip.
Was it a net benefit to shrink down the internet and put it in our pockets?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You sure look up so? Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
right when you need it.
Right. Let's go to Bruce in the Northeast.
Everyone's eyes
here.
Are fixed on their phones.
Bruce, what's yours?
Hey, Dom. You know, in keeping with Joe Vexton's answer, I'm tempted to
compare Dom Giordano to Alec Baldwin's radio talk show.
We ought to have that on speed dial. You know, Greg Stocker was a producer here when he was doing that. Interesting. Yeah.
That's interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Let's go to the callers.
When we come back. We got some time. Oh, great. We're going to. When can we take some calls, Ivan?
Yeah, whenever we want.
Do we have calls that are on there now?
No calls yet.
God. What a moment. All right, Bruce, what's yours?
Yeah, you know, chocolate chip cookies are pretty much a perfect snack, but when you add a glass of cold milk to them, they become even more perfect, it seems.
I would agree. The chocolate chip cookie is second to none. It is the Babe Ruth of anything. Mm. Why even have other cookies? Henry, who did you like today?
I mean, those last three answers in this lightning round are all fantastic, but if I had to pick one of them, I got to go with Tommy Marlton with the white corn. I love corn, but he's absolutely right. The white corn slaps so much harder.
And what do you say, Dan?
I'm going to take one from earlier in the show. Gary in Newtown, just to send my love to Maisie, our wives, made us men better.
Yeah, I like the white corn better. Sorry, Maisie. Sorry, bro. I'm going with white corn. I don't care about the female vote.
You chose Maze over Maisie.
Maze over Maisie. That's today's theme. Summarize the whole show. We are back tomorrow. Al Schmidt. Don't miss that at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Send me possible questions. Thank you, Colonel Jimmy Matthews, for calling in today. Rich Steele always next. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.